I'm feeling better. Think I'll go for a walk now.
Hi.
It's episode 99 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. I'm FlameFlash, clearly. And a lot better than I was doing on episode 98. Though, forgive me if I suddenly have a coughing fit. We'll get started with the Raptor Report, though. Super Mario 3D Land continues and continues. I almost feel like I'm beating my head against a wall at this point, but I'm bound and determined to actually get through it. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles reshelled. This was kind of a random play, because the boys were playing, and then older son decides, yep, I'm done. Well, there's not a drop-in, drop-out like other multiplayer games, you know, in this day and age. So, well, I hopped in, helped the little guy out, and we enjoyed a good 15 minutes before he decided he was done. And since there's not a drop-in, drop-out, I just quit. Quit the game. Turned it off. Super Mario World? Yeah, so I grabbed my little handy-dandy device that I got for Christmas. It's hiding in the drawer down here. Actually popped in a cartridge and sat back and enjoyed. Now, what I was really aiming at playing, honestly, was Mule for the NES, but for some reason the NES adapter didn't cooperate. And I didn't really feel like, given my illness, fighting with it. So I ran around with Yoshi for a short amount of time and clocked out. Once you hit the 96 star on that one, it's definitely just going back for nostalgia's sake. Super Smash Bros. Brawl. Clearly, I gamed with the kids this weekend a bit. Just grabbed the randomizer character in the lower right-hand corner and went. That was, of course, after the first round where I was Pikachu and, you know, cheesed them as Pikachu does. Pika! Lightning bolt from the sky, yeah. Not much defense against that on an open course like the Sonic course. Magic Gathering, Duels of the Planeswalker. I played with the older son. We had our own little mini Friday Night Magic, and I beat him. I drove him nuts because I played my control deck. I barely had any creatures. It was I just kept pulling my control cards. It's like Detention Sphere, Oblivion Ring. Oh, and here's a Pacify, or whatever that is now. Oh, look. Cancel. You're counterspelled. Sorry. It just went on like that whole game. Poor guy. He claims that he requested for me not to use the control deck, but I didn't hear that. So I tortured him. Final Fantasy 13. Yes, I am still working on this game. Yes, I still feel it's awesome. I really don't understand what the negative buzz was about it. It's a great game, and I'll continue to play it, thank you very much, and work at it. And once I finally get through it, I have Final Fantasy 13 2 to go to. Think I played in The Sims 3 a little bit. However, that was a bit of a haze. Oh, yay, I'm getting text. I should have muted my phone. But I sh so they send me multiple ones. Excellent. The illness kind of had me in a haze, so I'm not really sure if I played it or just kind of sat there staring blankly at it as it ran in the background and I turned the keyboard into a pillow. Yay, being sick. SimCity, however, I did play. And that's one of those that you run it in the background because that's all there is to it. At a certain point, that is. Once you get high enough, what else are you gonna do? Seriously. Nintendo Land shows up. Some of these games, it's starting to get to the point where there's not a lot new to say, but I'm clearly still enjoying them. We just realized, however, in the Luigi Mansion board that if the person playing the ghost holds the L and R triggers, you can charge up a magic spell. And if your human opponents are standing in the big purple circle of goo, of ghost, when the traps go off, boom. No more flashlight power. So then you can just charge over and catch everybody with the nice peace of mind that they can't do anything about it. There's strategy involved, though, as the ghost with that. It helps turn the tables a lot. Because if everybody's gathered up trying to wake somebody up with the flashlights, that's the perfect time to do it. They're not going to come to you. You're going to send your magic power to them. They have to scatter, so they can't revive the person that's laying on the ground. And they can't get to you in time. So all they can do is scatter, run away, and got by yours truly. Last but not least, World of Warcraft, which ekes out being the top game played this last week because, well, I was still sick. I finally managed to get Golden Lotus to Revered, however, which helps a lot with progress. I'm looking forward to finally closing them out now that I have the Golden Lotus rep doubling token. Still working on Klaxi as well. I want that Wakener title. So once I get Klaxi, then I will probably move on to Champion Golden Lotus in scenarios until Golden Lotus is done, at which point I'll probably go to the Lion's Landing Front. I know it's not one of the factions required for the kite, but I want that armored griffin. And you get one mount just handed to you for getting exalted with them. That's worth it right there. So, Klaxi first for the Wakener title. Then Golden Lotus, just to finally be rid of them. And then the Lion's Landing. All the while, I'll have two new sets of dailies with Shadowpan and August Celestials to get sick of. But hopefully not sick of them quickly. But that's the Raptor Report for this last week. No good segues this time, so we'll just come straight into the news that was of interest to me. Terraria is coming Not just to the PS3, because that released this week, or last week, I can't remember which now, but to the Vita. Hopefully with cross-save, cross-buy. Now, I'm kind of doubting it, just because it was released separately, but it would be fantastic if it does become cross-play, cross-buy, because, well, we went ahead and picked it up. We went ahead and picked it up, even though we have it on the PC, because there's a multiplayer split-screen option. That's currently on the fritz, but they know about it and they're working on fixing it. Political news? Yeah, let's go there. So the Supreme Court refuses to take the ban on taping police in public unconstitutional ruling over in Illinois. So that means the lower court ruling stands for now. And the precedent says a ban on recording the police in the public, that's unconstitutional. They are public officials operating publicly. Why can't we tape them? Doesn't make sense. So, yay, courts for actually working. SimCity, by the way, if you haven't noticed, there's free download, free DLC advertising available for the Nissan Leaf. These give you park-like benefits of happiness for your buildings around there. And then you get to zoom in and see your Sims driving around Nissan Leafs. Or is it leaves? It's a plural for the model of a car, still the plural of the word? Do you say a fleet of John Deere tractors? A fleet of John Deeres? Or do you just, put the plural on the word tractor or whatever it is? Yay, random grammar. Whose line is it anyway? We discussed lightly on the podcast a while back. The premiere on the CW is July 16th at 7 p.m. Central. I just hope it's also available online because we weren't planning on keeping cable, assuming we move, and assuming that our current cable provider isn't available where we move. We weren't planning on keeping cable, so we won't be able to enjoy it. Hopefully the CW is available via Hulu or something like that. So, are you a teenager? Do you read the news online? Then you're a criminal. Now, the logic here is you're violating the terms of service agreement of some news sites because you're a minor, technically. I don't care if you're 17 and reading the news, you're still a minor. And depending on the terms of service of the website, because you're there and reading, you're breaking the terms of service. And under some of these idiotic cybersecurity laws, you are therefore a criminal because you broke the terms of service. If this happens, it's going to kill the working internet. I know I will delete my Facebook account because I don't want to accidentally violate a term of service and suddenly be deemed a criminal. It's bad. Hopefully, enough people will wake up and vote against it, or it just dies in committee, hopefully. Lots of political stuff. Weird. Obama is returning 5% of his salary to the federal treasury. Unimpressed citizen is unimpressed. So 5% is about $20,000. If you're making $20,000 a year, 5%, is a heck of a lot larger marginal dollar-wise than when you're making $400,000 a year and 5% of that. I'd be more impressed if the percentage was larger, just because that's how much he could be paying in taxes every year if he didn't have a bunch of, charitable donations and other tax write-offs. Just, it's a nice tip of the hat gesture, but it doesn't really accomplish anything. I'd rather see leadership and have a real budget instead of all of these extensions. So that's what I would like to see. When the family budget isn't ready, we don't go in grocery shopping until the family budget's ready, just to make sure we're on track and we don't need to cut corners somewhere. BlizzCon. Hey, we'll go over to gaming. Ticket sales start April 24th and April 27th, $475. Holy crap. Well, they'll still sell like hotcakes. One of these days, I'll go. But for now, I'm going to plug an HDMI cable into this laptop, plug it into the television, and the whole family gets to enjoy the entire digital stream of BlizzCon from the comfort of our home. I did already ask for time off for that day in November 8th, even though, it's just a few months away, just a few. Still ask for it off. May as well make sure I get it off. Last but not least, final unique story of the week that caught my attention. A student is suspended over a test security breach tweet. All right. Now, this can go two ways. One, he should have just skipped school that day. If he found the test that useless, he should have just asked his parents to let him stay home from school. Also, the school is flipping out too much. I don't know if it's an in-school suspension or an out-of-school suspension, but, and yes, it's a security breach, but this is a student who knows there's going to be absolutely no impact on his performance for graduation by taking this test and doing a bad job. None. One of those students stuck between transitions. So, as a school takes on new standards, it's usually the junior class that gets screwed on this too, because they have to take both tests. But this guy was a senior. But he was still taking both tests, even though one didn't matter at all. I probably would have done the same thing. So I can empathize. Standardized tests until you can standardize teach are worthless. And even worse, when there's a standardized test, the schools make sure to teach to the test, and where's the educational fulfillment from there? For instance, my son's school, It has a standardized test system for reading. So when you read a book, you take the little code from the school library copy of the book. So there's stupid piece one. And then you go to a computer and take a multiple choice test on the book you just read. So one, if the school doesn't have the book you just read, you've wasted your time. You can't get credit for it. But that just means that if my son wants to read an autobiography of a president that we have here, and the school doesn't have it, even though he's just enriched himself with historical knowledge, he doesn't get any class credit for it, and therefore gets a bad grade on his reading. I Logic. Non-existent. It's one of those things that, as a student, I would rail against, as he is doing. And as a parent, I go and look at his grades on that piece on reading, and meh, they're not grading fairly. They're not grading correctly. I gain nothing from this line item. It may as well not be there. And that's the way we treat it, because the system's broken. And neither parent nor student has an easy way to fix it. So there's the bad grade on the record. But it's not a bad grade. It's just a bad system. It's a bad method. It's a bad grading. For those of you wondering, let's go to an obscure question about the book he read. Name main character Y's parents' name. Well, that particular parent only shows up in the book in a single scene. Not a dramatic scene. It's one of those transitionary scenes between rising of action. Between expositions. There we go. Yay, I remembered my schooling on the matter. But who cares? But there it was. Lost a point because of that. I feel his pain. And I've ranted. A parental rant. So we even did a flashback in episode 99 to the first 10 episodes. And I've clearly talked too much because I'm going to start coughing even more. So, go forth to Twitter. I'm Flame Flash. Podcast@flameflash.net. Write in. Ask questions. Comment. Feedback. Also find me, raptr.com/flameflash. Raptor is an awesome place for a gamer. If you are a gamer and you're not on Raptor, you're doing it wrong. If you want to, just think of it insurance-wise. This is a database that you can go and say, "Yes, I own this game, this game, this game, this game." And come insurance need time, They ask you, all right, well, what are some of the assets that we need to be replacing? My video game collection. Well, what was your collection? All this. Right here. On Raptor. Oh, excellent. Thank you for having it itemized. Assuming insurance companies still work the same way 14 years later. Cool. Go forth, sign up for Raptor, friend me. I'm Flame Flash. And then we'll go forth and game together. Next week, episode 100. See you then.